Lesson 11.2. Manage four types of sales meetings. When you meet with a prospect, what's the right sequencing for the conversation? Do you start out by asking questions so that you get the prospect talking about their business right away? Do you start out by giving some background about your services and your firm? In fact, there are more contradictory opinions about how to handle an executive sales conversation than there are about how to reduce the government deficit. So, what's the right way? Actually, it depends on which of four types of executive sales meetings you're walking into. There are a few basic building blocks of an executive sales conversation, essential tools to help you advance the relationship, and the decision about which ones to highlight and how to sequence them will depend on two fundamental questions. First, who asked for the meeting? You or the client or prospect? Second, is this an existing client or a prospect who doesn't know you very well or at all? If you combine the four choices that are inherent in these two questions, you get a 2x2 matrix with four quadrants. Your conversational strategy will be somewhat different for each quadrant. In the upper right quadrant, you asked for the meeting and it's a prospect. In this case, you can't just start peppering them with questions. First, you advocate. You have to earn the right. You set up the agenda and start by sharing some examples of work you've done for similar clients or a point of view about the challenges you're helping other similar clients confront. Later, you can ask thoughtful questions and probe to uncover and explore the prospect's issues. In the upper left quadrant, you've asked for the meeting with an existing client. Here, you also advocate first, but in a different way. For example, you might say, "We've been working with your organization for nearly a year now, and I'd like to share a couple of observations about some opportunities to improve customer service and retention." After advocating a point of view, you can then begin to inquire and explore. If, on the other hand, your client or prospect has asked to see you, the sequencing will be quite different. In these two bottom quadrants, you'll start out by inquiring. You'll ask them to describe the issue they've called you about. Later, you may advocate by sharing some examples or best practices and explore the issue and even some possible solutions. In other words, how you start the meeting is driven by whether it's an existing or prospective client, and especially by whether you've asked for the meeting yourself or if the client has asked for it. What's going on here is that clients demand value in every interaction. You have to add value in the sales process just as you have to add value when you've been engaged by the client and they've bought your products or services. The CEO of a healthcare company recently told me about a meeting with a group from a major technology services vendor. Here's what he said. "A partner at this firm called me up and asked if they could come and see me. They're a major force in the marketplace, and I said, 'Sure, come by.' Four of them walked into my office. They started the meeting by asking, 'So, tell us a bit about your business and your strategy.' I looked at them and said, 'No, you first tell me why you're here, what the agenda is, and then add some value in the conversation. Then and maybe then I'll open up to you about my agenda and my business.'" This simple framework will help you put the main elements of your conversation in just the right order every time. It will help you avoid some very common mistakes that people make during the sales process. By the way, this matrix and an accompanying exercise is found in your workbook. Next, I'm going to talk about meeting preparation and then the first two goals of the sales process: building rapport and credibility.